Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A woman wanted for violating her probation in Missouri for arson and child endangerment convictions has been apprehended in northeast Iowa. The Olwine Police Department says 29-year-old Kimberly Forker of Olwine was arrested on a Scotland County, Missouri warrant in the 200 block of 8th Avenue Southeast just before 9:30 last Wednesday night. She was taken into custody as a fugitive from justice. Missouri court records show Forker was convicted in September 2021 for first-degree arson, a Class B felony, and second-degree endangering the welfare of a child, a Class A misdemeanor. She was sentenced to 10 years in the Missouri Department of Corrections, but the sentence was suspended and she was placed on probation for 5 years. Forker is being held in the Fayette County Jail in West Union on $50,000 cash bond. She is scheduled for an extradition hearing on Wednesday in Fayette County District Court. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa. Mike Kurz is warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in La Crosse. He says, despite our wintry mix of late, now's the time to stay in tune to the possibility of severe weather.
Heading into late March and especially into April, that's when severe weather season begins to ramp up across the area. It peaks, of course, in the late spring and early summer months when we have the most active thunderstorm season. But now is the time that folks need to start getting into that mindset. And especially with the kind of early spring arrival that we had, irregardless of this current cool stretch, it's just important to be especially aware that it's around the corner.
Jason Webster is Emergency Management Director for Floyd County. He advises having a plan for shelter in advance of severe weather and stay informed as to when you may have to put that plan into practice.
Know where to find trusted forecasts and be ready to be able to receive storm watches and warnings like TV, weather radio, AM/FM radio, and reliable social media outlets are all good ways of keeping informed. Do not rely solely on hearing the outdoor warning sirens if you are inside a structure. They are designed to be heard by people who are outside that may not have access to other means of alerting.
Webster also encourages signing up for Alert Iowa, the statewide weather alerting system. Today's Severe Weather Week focus is on the dangers of lightning. Webster cautions, no place is safe from lightning if you're outside.
If you can hear thunder, you are close enough to be struck by lightning. When you hear thunder, get inside as soon as you can. If you can't get inside, get down from elevated surfaces like hilltops. Do not lie flat on the ground. Never stand under a tree. Get out of and stay away from bodies of water, and stay away from objects that could conduct electricity like wire fences, power lines, windmills, etc.
Severe Weather Week will be highlighted by the statewide tornado drill at 10 a.m. on Wednesday morning. A North Iowa man, repeatedly warned for decades by state conservation officers not to burn various types of waste, was recently fined again. The Iowa DNR says 73-year-old Dwayne Tesh of Carpenter owns several properties in Mitchell County and has been the subject of nuisance complaints in recent years. In July of last year, Tesh admitted to burning a fiberglass water tank as part of his effort to tidy up his site in Grafton. The DNR order also alleges he burned a mattress, box spring, speaker, wheeled cart, and other items, and noted that, quote, Mr. Tesh stated he was under a lot of pressure from the city of Grafton to clean up the property and he was just trying to get it done. The DNR fined him $2,500 for the incident, which was reported by neighbors, and noted the numerous admonitions he had received from the department for similar situations dating back nearly 28 years. He was subject of DNR investigations in 1996, 2000, 2003, 2007, 2010, 2016, 2017, and 2018 for burning construction waste, appliances, furniture, household waste, tires, plastic, and other items. According to an Iowa Capital Dispatch report, Mitchell County accused Tesh in 2016 of establishing a junkyard on a Tudorville property that did not have proper zoning for such facility. A judge dismissed the county's request for an injunction by finding the county had used the wrong court procedure to enforce its ordinance, but the judge did verify that the site was junky. Court records show Tesh was also cited for nuisance properties in Carpenter in 2019 and in Nora Springs in 2023. As part of National Ag Week, North Iowa FFA chapters took advantage of the Drive Your Tractor to School Day last Tuesday. Caleb Lentz with Nashua Plainfield FFA says 11 students rode their tractors in.
It's really interesting for the elementary students specifically because they're able to see, like, they love seeing the tractors personally from what I've seen. And they just love being able to see, like, how agriculture can be impacted. Because whenever you see something big, like a tractor, you're like, wow.
Carla Pickar says a similar number of New Hampton FFA members also drove their tractors to school.
10 members brought the biggest tractors they could find, and we parked them in the parking lot, and everybody's like ooh and ah and over them, and they took pictures, and it was so fun to see them all drive in and park.
Lentz noted that National Ag Week was a great time to highlight the benefits of student involvement in FFA, even if they don't have an agriculture background.
You can live wherever if you want to be involved in agriculture. A majority of the students within our FFA chapter are actually, they live in town. A lot of them don't know nothing about agriculture. They've never driven a tractor, worked with a cow, a pig, or anything. But they just love being involved in agriculture, and they wanted to pursue new things that they could be involved in.
FFA chapters across the state are gearing up for the state convention, April 14th through the 16th in Ames. Thursday night on 95.9 KCHA, it's more Iowa State men's basketball in the NCAA tournament. The Cyclones into the Sweet 16. They'll take on Illinois for a Big 12, Big 10 matchup. Broadcast time 8 o'clock, game time just after 9 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.